decision. 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I nominated Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court of the United States. And tonight she will be confirmed by the Senate and become the newest member of the Supreme Court.
And the crowd went wild in Allentown, Pennsylvania earlier today as the president was kicking off a very busy day of barnstorming across Pennsylvania. It's going to be interesting because, as we've already made mention, Joe Biden has called a lid for the next 9 days. Here to discuss, though, what he was just referencing there is Jill Trotter of the Judicial Crisis Network. We spoke with her just last, I think it was just last week or maybe a week or 2 weeks ago. But Gail, the time has flown by, and here we are on the precipice of this evening getting to, and as I said on Twitter today, what a great week, what a great day for America. The day that I've been working towards in public policy and talk radio for like the last 20 years, we're going to get a 6-3 or at worst case scenario 5-4 originalist Supreme Court in the under even the worst cases of 5-4. And Gail, it's we're there. She's going to be Associate Justice after tonight.
Yes, it is such a great day. And you're so right to point out that this is something that Americans have been working towards for a long, long time. And the day is finally here. It is a great day for all Americans. It's a great day for our Constitution, for our Bill of Rights, and for our entire system of government. Justice Amy Coney Barrett is going to be excellent on the Supreme Court. She's going to keep the court in its proper lane, and she is going to just be able to use her strong intellect to do these well-reasoned opinions. And I think it will have a long-term effect, and it will be part of President Trump's greatest legacy.
Let's talk about this just for a second, Gail. The overarching shape of the judiciary, of all the things that President Trump has accomplished. And again, you know, my listeners know this all the time. There may be people that question his personality or his tweeting or things they don't like about maybe the way he conducts himself interpersonally with people. But I have to, when you look at the overwhelming amount of policy, regulatory reform and economic benefit the country's achieved, that's one thing. But I think that what he's done to the judiciary casts a completely different judiciary for the next 100 years. What will that look like after Trump is even done 4 years from now? If he's got a second term, what does he leave behind by way of judges? And what will we see in those different levels of our courts, even up to the Supreme Court, from your opinion, from your perspective?
I'm so glad you raised that, because it's not just about Donald Trump fulfilling his promise about Supreme Court justices who are faithful to the Constitution, who are independent, who are fair, but he has put forth nominees, and Senator Mitch McConnell has made sure that these nominees have gone through, have been confirmed to the lower courts, to the appellate courts, to the district courts. And as you know, Kevin, many of these cases are decided at the lower level because the Supreme Court only takes up less than 100 cases a year. So in many cases, the lower courts, the district courts or the appellate courts in the federal judiciary, decide these cases that have big impacts on people throughout their circuits, and it doesn't even go to the Supreme Court. So the fact that President Trump committed to this when he was a candidate for presidency, and he has delivered over and over again on this promise. You have over 200 people that President Trump nominated and were confirmed by the Senate who are in these lower court positions. And on top of that, these people who are committed constitutionalists are getting experience. So not only are they doing a good job where they are right now, but they're also in the pipeline for future vacancies. It's really a stunning achievement of the first Trump term.
Yeah. Gail, for people that don't follow the legal system closely, pare it down for the man or woman on the street. Why do originalist judges matter over, say, activist judges?
Right. Well, it's a question of whether you want the people to have the power or if you want 9 unelected, unaccountable judges to decide very important pieces of policy and things that are very contentious and part of the national debate. And constitutionalists, this is a thing that the left gets wrong or caricatures about the right all the time. The right wants originalist justices because they want to retain the power to the people. They want the people to debate these issues and decide them instead of having it decided by judicial fiat. And the left likes to say, oh, you know, Republicans want to put Republicans on the bench. No, Republicans want to put originalists who will follow the law instead of putting their personal policy preferences into the decisions that they make as judges. And I think that's a real clear delineation between the left's approach to the judiciary, which they would like to function as a super legislature, and the Republicans' approach to the judiciary. They want the judiciary to follow the law instead of making up the law.
Right. No, it's well said. And Gail Trotter, as we started out saying, a great day for America and a very big celebration tonight as we see either a 6-3 or a 5-4 permanent majority, depending on how you count it. But John Roberts is good most of the time. He's just disappointed us on a couple of things. But at the very worst, we get a 5-4 on those big cases when Roberts does deflect, and it's still just a great, great day for conservatives, for people of the Constitution, for people of faith, and for people of America. This is what it's all about. Gail Trotter, thanks so much.
Great to be with you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, we're coming back taking a look at the markets when we continue. Stay with us.